Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Why can't the moon come to us?
Hey, so I just want to let you know that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting the quiz show equivalent of Eating a Poisonous Lizard. It'll be me hosting with a bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians and contestants, and if I do my job right, no one will be happy. So either head to the International Comedy Festival website, or our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live, and grab your tickets today.
Welcome to episode 5 of Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D is for nerds adventure. Previously... You eventually arrive back at the town. It's a couple hours walk from where you washed up. Then she walks away before anyone can tell her that inforations is not a word.
I like that word. I'm going to use it from now on.
I'm going to carve it into a sign and then cross it out.
Well, we found ourselves in the same spot of fun that maybe you have too, where we're on this island, but we're feeling hopeful, as is the name of the town. And look, end of the day, we're some good dudes. We'd love to help out if we can help out at all. I see you're treating people. That's really nice.
Gosh, guys, I think it's our duty to help these people. Why, we're just like them.
Is there anything you can do? Because I'd so much rather not chop down trees. And he's gonna try. Like, he'll just keep getting stronger people.
She's just consulting her spells. Yeah, the dryad can direct you towards some boulders.
Cool, thanks, the forest.
You're the welcome. Forest, Kelly.
She melds back into the tree.
Well, oh, that was so cool. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty sick. Yeah, he should be a druid.
I understand his position, but it's good that we don't need... This didn't come to blows or anything. Goody, Molto, and Luna, you have all been straining unsuccessfully to move boulders to fill gaps in the village walls. You try again. Goody? Ah, Goody, you aren't so good this time.
I have not had a drink for at least 12 hours.
Molto bene? You are still doing pretty well, but this time conditions are not as favorable. The hill isn't as steep. You maybe break the big stick that you were using before and have to use a thinner stick that you're more careful with. And Lunabon, you get your one back.
Does Seahole get her one back?
Seahole is maybe just helping someone else. I'd say maybe actually you, Molto Bene, she's helping you. Even with her help, you're still having trouble. I will now get Molto Bene and Goody. Can I get you both to make a highs or lows call?
Highs.
Highs?
I will also go highs.
If I've explained this to you, Shanks, do you know what I'm about to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, a luck check.
Oh, right, a luck check. Sorry, I thought you meant highs or lows. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory.
So basically, I'm figuring out whether or not you guys are... So the first time you got all your boulders back pretty quickly, there wasn't a lot that could have hampered you or a lot of encounters that you could have had. Now that you've been here for a little while, though, stuck on this second boulder, both of you have a chance to encounter something in the wild.
We're not alone. We've got...
Yeah, there are citizens with you, but there are more things
Can I be with the fucking racist?
Which one?
Dr. Ant.
Oh, Drant. Yeah, sure.
Great.
Most of these people are just kind of like citizens, more something to protect rather than to help you in a fight. Did you say highs or lows?
I said highs.
Highs? All right. And highs or lows?
I said highs as well. How much trouble are we in, Adam?
I'm just trying to roll something that's not going to outright destroy you. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, no.
Wait, but we said highs, so...
Oh, Molto Bene is getting an encounter. You were fortunate enough to not.
Fuck your ass. Sorry, man.
That's okay.
If you're about to die, well, I have all of these.
I got Seahole with me anyway, so we're good.
Yeah, that's true. You do. Yes.
I've got Dr. Ant. If there's going to be an encounter, I was going to let him die.
Dr. Ant, Dr. Ant, he's an ant, he's got no pants.
I don't want
to... He lives in France with his aunts. I should have said France. And then ants.
Molto bene. You can hear in the distance.
Excuse me.
Seahole transforms back into her elven original form. And looking into the wilderness, she gestures at you and gestures to get low. And she says, shh.
Do you get low?
I get low. I already was kind of there.
Get low, get low.
Do you go from the window?
To the wall?
Yep. Does sweat drift down your balls?
Balls?
No! To the wall! The sweat drift number one! I can't sing all of it, otherwise we'll get arrested.
Arrested.
For bad music making.
So, I'm down on the ground.
All right. You and Seahall are both competent enough at stealth. All halflings have a natural, innate gift for stealth. And Seahall is a druid and so knows what looks out of place and what disguises itself well in a forest situation. Two giant wasps slowly drift past you. There's not much to describe about them other than the fact that they are giant wasps.
How big are they? Like, a giant wasp could be the size of a
man. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. They're about the size of a man.
Whoa.
Yeah, big.
I did not like this island.
Man wasp.
They just slowly drift past unless you're going to do anything.
It's that new Marvel film.
Man wasp
and Dr. Ant.
Man wasp and Dr. Ant.
Dr. Ant and the man wasp is so good.
I would watch the shit out of that. It's like a case of the week procedure where he's like solving cases.
Yeah, he's in forensics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And man wasp's the detective.
Who doesn't play by the rules.
Oh, no.
Doesn't play by the rules. The other one also doesn't play by the rules. They're a perfect matchup. There is no inter-character conflict at all.
I feel like everyone in the power authority is like, nah, who gave this ant a PhD?
It's not even a medical PhD. He has a PhD in literature.
Technically still a doctor. Counts.
I riff all of that to Seahole.
Seahole nods intently. She seems somewhat distracted by the giant wasp situation, but she also appreciates your comedy.
Oh, great. I hold her hand for a minute.
She makes it two.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh. Maybe this is where I give my love letter.
That was a love letter given to you.
I could cross out the names.
It's recyclable.
She's one who is okay with crossing out things on a sign or
sure. She understands.
She doesn't mind crossing out a name.
We all make errors in the moment when we write the wrong name down and then think about it a bit later.
So. After the giant wasps have passed...
This is so funny. Just like two giant wasps go past and nothing happens. Like, it's just introducing the characters of two giant wasps hanging out, presumably in wasp ease, being like, yeah, so it's been a while since I've seen Sharon. It's just been really hard since we lost the kids. And then they just leave and they're out of our lives forever.
Look... Sometimes real life is just like that, and D&D is nothing if not real life. Anyway, Seahall turns back into a giant horse, and then you attempt to move the boulder again.
I hold a hoof for a minute.
She makes it two.
Can you please give her that letter?
You get your boulder back, and goody, you get your boulder back.
Beautiful.
The town is now shored up. All the holes have been plugged in, or as best as they can. Some work will need to be done on the boulders. Right now, they're just kind of like rolled and then pressed up against the holes in the wall. But Linus assures you that with some time, he can carve them into a better fit for the walls.
You should get that dwarf to help you out. Aren't they good at rocks?
I suppose. I'll ask him, but I'm sure I can do it on my own.
Fair enough. I thought you just should put him to work.
He seems pretty busy. Linus gazes over towards the boarded up building.
What's he doing over there?
Treating the sick.
Oh, that's right, he Dr. Ant.
What? No, Dr. Ant. Durant is a...
Isn't Durant a dwarf?
Durant Drant is also a dwarf.
Yeah, that's that's the one I meant.
That's the dwarf.
I like Garl. Garls are not racist that I know of yet.
All right, yeah, sure. Drant helps Linus out, actually. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Sorry, have I just forgotten? Is his name Drant or is it Dr. Ant? Was Dr. Ant a joke? Okay.
Dr. Ant is a joke that you guys made.
His name's Dr. Ant.
Okay, the worst part is, does he actually have a doctorate?
No, he does not.
But we don't know that he doesn't.
I suppose, true.
Okay, cool. Dr. Ant.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll upset Adam.
Yeah, that's good. The point of the game.
that stare just into the void.
Are you going to go see Miss Greenchapel, or have you come to a decision vis-a-vis burning the sick?
I think we should maybe talk about this again.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't have any new ideas, do we?
No.
Everyone's feeling the same. So, what are you feeling?
Well, I mean, I can set things on fire. It makes sense from a logical perspective, but it would not sit well with me to burn an entire group of people if there was an alternative solution. However, I do not know if this solution will be helpful at all.
Have we found out where the waterhole is?
No, you could ask someone pretty easily, though. Like, it's if you are in the town, you know what you know. Yes, you do know.
Is it within the forest? Could we ask the dryad for help?
You could, if you wanted to.
Or perhaps we could do that. Maybe we could just get some more information and find out what's happening.
Do we want to find out what Greenchapel wants, and then we can do two things at once if we have to? Or are we just going to fuck her entire quest off?
No, let's find out what she wants. I mean, we can multitask.
Yeah. We are flexible people.
Yeah, I guess.
I have 18 dexterity. I am very flexible.
I have 8 acrobatics.
Ooh.
You are also very flexible.
Oh, really? Yeah, nice.
You're more acrobatic than I am. I'm only got a 6.
Did I tell you? I might have told you this last week. I was in at a production company. This is a little... did I tell you this? I don't think
I've heard this.
This is not much of a story. It's just I was at a production company and... like it was on a table, there was like a pile of CVs, and on the top there was like a CV of like a kid actor, and he just looked like the
yes
worst.
You have told me this is amazing.
Well, he was just like the worst. He was like some kid was like, hey, what's up. His name was probably like Hunter or something. You know, like blonde, like kid,
Jayden.
Like professional headshots. Yeah, exactly. Jayden, Hunter, Brad.
Brad's good.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, something like that. Anyway, it just said, like, my special skills include acrobatics, flexibility, cricket, and hip-hop.
The cricket makes that.
Yeah, the cricket is great. Like, cricket and hip-hop together, like, side by side in a list is great. But also being like, I want them to hire our son. What can he do? He's pretty fucking flexible. Put it down. And they write that down. And this is just, like, casting director being like, I really need a flexible...
Fast bowler
who can freestyle a couple of verses.
Who's going to star in our hit series, Crick Hop?
The acrobatics of Crick Hop.
Crick Hop, let's get wicket.
The acrobatics of child Crick Hop.
Getting jiggy wicket.
Getting jiggy wicket.
Jesus Christ, that's so good.
Oh, it is.
What are we doing here? Let's go make that show.
that's the next D&D campaign.
Do you still have that guy's CV?
I didn't steal a child CV.
Damn it!
There was a group that was like walking out with like photos of this kid, being like, "I'll cast him in my dreams."
You've been told. We told you. Anytime you see an interesting CV, you need to bring it to us. Steal it. I don't care what you got.
Child violator.
Dungeons and Dragons, eh?
What does Miss Greenchapel want?
So you head to Miss Greenchapel's hut, I suppose. There's a pleasant smell that the town has always kind of had in the background, but as you get closer to her house, it becomes very powerful. It's the smell of a freshly baked apple pie. And sure enough, when you get to her house... there's several of them lined on a windowsill.
Are there cats walking around just like smelling them?
Are we floating on the scent?
No, not literally, maybe figuratively.
The little like toes just...
At the front, there's a veggie patch as well that looks well tended to. There's tomatoes and cucumbers and such like that planted in it. And there's a... It looks like an open-air kitchen. The kitchen room has had the walls, well, just never built. But there's a kitchen area that is just open to anyone. And there's like bits and pieces. It looks like Miss Green Chapel is mid baking something. You can hear a pleasant humming inside the building.
She sounds like fun. I'm going to get some of this warm apple pie.
I like that pleasant humming. Is it like human humming?
Yeah, it's someone humming a song.
Hey, great. I pull out my lute and I like figure out what key it's in, and I just kind of play chords underneath it.
Ooh, visitors!
It's everyone's nan.
Miss Green Chapel opens the door. She's obviously carrying a tray. She opens the door with her foot, kicking the back of it and opening it up. She spins outwards. At first you think she's a halfling because she's small, but then you realize she's a goblin.
I love her.
Carrying a tray of cookies.
Mrs. Greenchapel?
Hello there.
Hi.
I would like a cookie before we begin, please.
Please.
Oh, yes.
Oh, me too.
No conversations on an empty stomach.
No kidding. What's in these cookies?
I want a cookie in real life.
Are you asking
Miss Greenchapel? I've got a specific dietary requirement. I need that they were made with love. Can I have a little bite?
She laughs.
And I go, I laugh, but I've got cookie in my mouth. And I'm like, hum.
Then everything here should be safe for you.
I nestle up on the floor like a cat.
You're not inside yet.
All inside, outside, though.
You go inside. She's tried to make her home as nice as possible. And of all the dwellings you've seen, it definitely is the most homeliest. She's taken whatever drab bits and pieces of cloth that she could find and re-stitched them into doilies and covers for her chairs and such. There's little pictures of goblin children running around chasing dogs on all of them.
You have a very beautiful house.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your family? Are they also on the island?
No, I'm sorry. I came here,
Sorry, I just had an idea that this is like a little Little Red Riding Hood that's gotten out of hand, where like this goblin killed a nana and then like dressed up in it, but now it's been doing that for like a century and this has become this character. What a nice house you have. All the better to home you in.
Just never found a good opportunity, then just kind of forgot.
Yeah, and now it's just like, I prefer this.
Actually, this isn't so bad. There's a big, you can see through the window into the kitchen, there's a big cookbook open, and the cookbook is written in goblin, which is like, it's the most garish looking thing in the entire household. Goblin kind of almost looks like someone was just scratching on the page. It's not even written in ink as well, but it definitely is a cookbook. There are diagrams or pictures of the various different foods. It's a very worn cookbook.
Within Dungeons and Dragons, is one of those dumb things where, like, often in fantasy, like a the normal characters will eat like cakes and pies and sweet things, and the goblins will be like, "Yuck! I prefer to eat rat brains on poo."
Yeah, D&D does a bit of that. Okay, I think right. The implication is the goblins will largely eat anything. So rat brains on poo is just something that is easier for them to get than homemade cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what they'll tend towards, but I think so. I think actually, from memory, kobolds have a different intestinal tract. And so when they're eating, kobolds are tiny little dragon creatures. Mm-hmm. Like dragons will never acknowledge that they're related in any way. They kind of are. But kobolds are tiny little dragon creatures. They have a different intestinal tract. So when they're eating when they're eating rat brains on poo, it's because they can't process cookies.
Right.
What an awful existence.
Yeah.
It's like cookie. Oh, sorry. No, I can't process that. Just shit in my mouth.
Ah,
much better.
Fresh.
I don't like the taste, but it goes in my guts.
Anyway, like the other person in the scenario is like, yeah, right.
They're friends.
Well, it's normal to them, I guess, isn't it?
I suppose, yeah.
That's the long, boring answer to an interesting question.
A kobold centipede would just be fine.
Yeah, they'd love it. Yeah, that infinite food. No, anyway. I think they shit cookies. I think that's how that works.
Right. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, like the human centipede.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not the animal centipede.
No.
I got that confusion at first as well.
Yeah.
I got it straight away.
Nice. Gross boys.
I've not seen that movie.
I just winked with both my eyes.
but actually didn't quite close either of them, just made the noise that you make when you accompany a wink. Just a...
That was horrifying.
No, it's perfect for audio medium.
Oh, it's good. Whew. Anyway. What does she want?
Well, first off, you sit down to a delightful meal with scones and tea with her.
Oh, man, now so I want to. I'm this. So
Thank
hungry.
You so much.
Over the course of the meal, she explains that she cooks all... Or she handles all of the food in the village. If people eat, they're typically eating something that she's made or grown. Some other people, like Seahall, has kind of... Basically, dietary requirements. She's vegan, so she doesn't tend to eat a lot of the stuff that Miss Whitechapel makes, but Greenchapel, sorry. Miss Greenchapel makes, but she does often make things with produce that Greenchapel has grown. So, in a way, she feeds everyone in town, kind of no matter what.
Miss Greenchapel, I don't mean to impose, but is there any chance you've got some alcohol around? Not for me, see, but my buddy Goody here really has a taste for it.
How's all Lowe's, Goody?
Lowe's?
Lucky boy. She
it's fucking
she gives you like a she gives you like a little bit of a sly wink and she says, "Oh, yes. Well, naughty boys don't get a drink, but I can see you're old enough, I think, for a little bit of a snifter."
Oh, thank Christ.
She walks over.
Why you Christ is.
She walks over.
Thank you, Cobblin' Jesus.
She walks over, opens a little cupboard, and then moves some glassware aside, and up the back there's a bottle of elven wine. Ooh. She grabs that, takes it out, pops the cork on it. It was perfectly preserved, and pours you a glass.
Well, this is the finest tasting elvish wine I think I've ever had.
It is
thank
quite
nice. Thank you very much, Miss Greenchapel. Oh. And thank you, Malto, for thinking of me. This is very nice.
No worries. And I wink, but don't close my eyes, but make the sound when I wink.
Oh, it's so disturbing.
I mean, you know, I hold his hand noise? For a minute.
I'm always a... Oh. I do a two-stage sound.
So do it now and don't wink.
I just did. Well.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I do it single.
You did
I
wink, and now I don't like that.
Mouth.
Yeah. And now I'm back into it.
I really, really got to sell the wink. Really that.
Have you need to start off with your eyes open. You just went.
All right. Yeah, this is me winking.
The Cyclops is always winking. Have you ever seen? That's just talking about how this is
content,
the worst
podcast.
Have you ever seen talking about how this is the worst podcast ever? How Rihanna can't wink?
No, can she not?
There's
wink?
A lot of when we're done recording, we'll show you. Oh, there's no. She can't wink, and it's very
Does
funny.
Does she often try to wink?
Yes.
Yes.
She winks with her mouth. It's like,
oh no.
She does it with both eyes.
She blinks a lot. No. It's very funny.
Oh, that's very funny.
I blink sometimes if I use the wrong eye. Anyway, we're playing a game of D&D.
Yes. Thank you for this lovely drink. What can we do for you, Miss Greenchapel?
Well, some miscreant has been stealing from me.
Well, that's just no darn good.
I'm very careful to make sure that we have enough food for everyone, and it's a dreadful problem when someone's coming along and taking a very carefully proportioned set of meals.
What are they taking?
Anything they can. Food from my windowsill. My kitchen is obviously open. I've never had this problem before.
I take it back, Adam. Two voices.
Thank you. I've never had such a problem before. They take from my kitchen. They take from my flower bed, garden bed, veggie patch, whatever you want to call it.
Does this happen often?
Most nights now. It's been happening for a couple of weeks.
And are you... I don't mean to sound rude, but are you sure you're feeding everyone in town?
I'm quite certain I am.
You've been feeding the animals?
Oh, we have a stable hand who feeds the animals.
Have you been feeding the stable hand?
The chickens I feed, but he feeds the cattle and the horses.
And they're not often wont to take an apple pie.
I would be shocked if a cow were coming in and taking something from the pantry.
Well, I've seen weird things, so open mind.
Sounds like we've got a stakeout on our hands.
Stakeout!
I'm sure that they strike sometime at night, maybe after midnight. I try as hard as I can to stay up all night, but I tend to fall asleep around 1 a.m. I cannot stay a minute later.
I can stay up as long as I've got a little midnight snack.
I can stay up as long as I need, as long as my glass is mostly full.
She gives you both a cheeky grin and a wink, and she says...
What noise does she make?
Silent. Let me get closer so the mic can pick it up.
That was the sound of two eyelids clapping.
So, what's the plan?
Well, I think we can take this opportunity to have a stakeout, eat some delicious baked goods, and drink some more of this wine, and discuss proposals moving forward vis-a-vis the burning down the house situation.
Is there a rooftop lookout kind of place?
You could be on the roof if you wanted to, yeah.
I think I'd like to be on the roof.
Yes.
Alternatively, I can wait inside. You can be on the roof. You can go talk to the wood lady. We don't need to speak with her. And you could ask her about the vis-a-vis burning people situation.
That sounds like an excellent plan. I'll go do that.
Look at me having plans now that I've had some alcohol. It's almost like I'm a high-functioning alcoholic, but I'm not. I'm never going to admit that problem. No, no, no.
If you say that you're a high-functioning alcoholic, then it's not a problem.
Yes.
Right?
Correct. That's my philosophy.
All right.
Let's go to the forest.
Okay.
So wait, who's going to the forest?
The two of us.
Yes.
All right. Cool, cool, cool.
And I'll stay at the house and keep an eye out. I'm also a good fighter, so if I have to fight and disarm the boy...
Oh, no, I think we'll be back before the thief comes, won't we?
Oh, probably. Surely. What's the time?
I would have said that you guys maybe just partially from collapse, exhaustion, have had a long sleep after you guys fixed the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Around then, it would have been pretty late in the day, so you just would have had to have slept. It might literally have been an exhausted collapse sort of situation as well. You, like, one of you just fell over, keeled over, you were just so exhausted. But yeah, it's to answer your question, it's maybe mid-morning right now.
Okay, cool.
Oh, we got plenty of time. I'm going to come with you then.
I thought you were just kind of hanging out to drink.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to do that. You won't need me.
No, I think we'll be okay.
All right, great.
All right, some early morning
you
drinking.
You need this.
I do. Early morning, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
In the morning.
Yeah, 5 a.m. somewhere.
So you two will go speak to the dryad again, and you're going to stay here and drink.
Yes. Now just, you know, to my base level.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to get you up, just to normalize you.
Yeah.
Just to...
You're not getting sozzled.
No. Not the occasion
nothing
for
ridiculous.
That.
Nothing ridiculous.
I've got it under control. I can stop whenever I want, and I do not want to stop.
You just
want to
forget what your kids look like.
I don't even have kids, I think.
On your way to meet the dryad, you pass a giant pond. In the center of the pond are some lily pads and toads, which you think are normal, but normal sized. But as you walk past them, you realize the lake is a lot bigger than you thought it was. The lily pads are massive, and the toads are as big as horses.
Whoa. Hey!
Ribbit.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, ribbit.
Well, ribbit to you. How are you doing?
All right, ribbit.
Do you know you're huge?
The toad that you're looking at looks at the other toad, back at you, and says, "No, ribbit."
What are they saying?
He doesn't know he's big.
I go, ribbit.
Ribbit.
He says ribbit back.
Yes.
Is this the lake?
You don't know. Oh, no, you do know. This is highs or lows.
Highs.
This is the lake, actually.
Whoa.
Hey, we've heard that there's a disease being given by something in this lake. Do you know anything about spreading diseases?
No, ribbit. You get the impression, so your ability to speak to animals does not impart them any extra intelligence or wisdom. You could try to explain what you're trying to say to them, but you feel like on a fundamental level, they cannot understand disease as a thing.
If I licked one of them, would I go on a trip?
Probably not one you'd like.
Right.
We're going on a trip now. Isn't that good enough?
Yeah, it's fine.
Hmm.
I've been on a trip this whole time. We're on a boat earlier.
I guess.
You've been on a trip this whole time. You're back on the Titanic. You just dropped acid.
Whoa. You just licked a frog and you're sitting in the corner.
Bad trip. Fucking tell you what.
I'm not there. Fuck. I keep forgetting.
Getting sozzled. Sorry?
Are there any other creatures that live in this lake here?
Yes, ribbit.
Can you show them to me?
So you know that the toad is not going to distinguish between what you're interested in and literally every creature that lives in this pond.
Yes.
Are you prepared for this?
Yes.
All right. So what are you doing when they don't return after several hours?
Is it almost dusk?
It's maybe... How long are you willing to wait?
Okay, well, if he starts going through every personal animal, I'll be
Which
like,
he will.
Just There's the Tom. Types. Just the types of animals.
Don't know if he'll understand that. He won't. You can tell. He's not... It's a toad.
Ask him
it's
if
not
there's
intelligent.
Anything here that he's afraid of.
Are you scared of anything in this lake?
Yes, ribbit.
Which one?
He lists every animal in the lake. He's very afraid.
Like me.
Johnny's always been a bully since toad school.
You know, when he transferred to that all amphibious school.
Oh, so posh.
Oh, man. And we're over here just at the toad school. Oh, and he's hanging out with salamanders and axolotls.
What bad.
That just fucking sucks. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Scared of
come with you. Should have come.
This is going to be such an easy
Yeah, I thought we were just talking to the lady. Talking to the tree.
Yeah, mate, that's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were going to the lady to find out where the lake was. But,
The toad,
brain over here.
The toad gestures towards the shallow end of the water and says, scared of that, ribbit. Scared of that, ribbit. You wander over to where he gestured and get on your hands and knees to look into the water. And you see your reflection... looking back at you, but something past your reflection. You see this boy.
Oh, he's gross.
It's a little velociraptor-y.
Yeah. It's a bit like a velociraptor, but incredibly reptilian and snake-like. I guess velociraptors are a bit inherently reptilian. Well, if you're going by...
They're birdie.
Yeah. If you're going by like...
Less ornithological.
Bird hips.
What do you call it?
Jurassic
bird
hips. Park.
Jurassic Park. No,
that's,
if you're going
how,
by Jurassic
it's a
Park.
Fuck, I'm not going to go on that tangent. It's really nerdy.
No. Oh, no. Dinosaurs are big birds with feathers and stuff, but just I've never heard the phrase bird hips before.
Yeah, that's what they have. That's how they know they're related to birds, is that theropods are called theropods because their hips are shaped like bird hips, and sauropods, which are like your big plant eaters, have lizard hips. That.
Yeah. Before we go on, here's a quick word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
And a quick word from Jackson.
Cheers, Adam. I just wanted to let the people know that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting a heinous quiz show called Big Deal, alongside a whole bunch of SansPants people and comedians. Get your tickets from SansPantsRadio.com/live.
You actually interrupted me? That was very rude. I wasn't done. And now, back to the game. I get a bad boy card.
Oh, no.
And on the bright side, molto bene, when you see it leaping out of the water at Lunabon, you actually remember Seahol talking about this creature, and you know what it is. It's a Yonti brood guard. Brood guards are humanoids transformed by the Yonti into simple-minded, scaly creatures that do their master's bidding. You know that Seahol has said that these creatures will sometimes stalk around and capture people whenever they can, but it's kind of more an opportunity sort of thing. If there's not a good opportunity, they won't actually attack. This one obviously thinks that this is a good opportunity.
No, fair enough.
Sorry, guys. My drinking has become a problem.
You don't know that.
Handsome Tom.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to play as a Yonti brood guard?
Yes, I would.
Oh.
Fuck, they are ugly looking fuckers.
Brood guard, you're first. You are launching yourself at Lunabon. You know that you... Well, basically, your objective is to try and take one of them alive.
Okay. Is there anyone I can do?
So the best way we can win is by dying.
Ah, yeah.
That's always an option.
Do I have any... Sick. So I have a thing called Reckless,
mm-hmm.
which means that at the start of my turn, I can gain advantage on all melee weapon attack rolls.
Yep.
During that turn. But attack rolls against me have an advantage against me.
Yep.
I want to use that. I want to get an advantage.
All right.
Sorry. You get an advantage back, though.
Ugh. Oh, by the way, Handsome Tom, any good boy card you use right now, I will give, in assisting yourself, I will give the group a good boy card.
As in each of us get one, we get one as well.
So ultimately, you're benefiting on good boy cards.
Basically, what you're saying is I have to play this Brood Guard as if I was...
I will give you benefits for playing the Brood Guard as well as possible.
Okie dokie.
Is that your Brood Guard voice?
It sure is. Lunabon. I'm not going to lie.
Please?
The pain train is pulling into station.
No.
And you're getting on.
Ouch.
You take 8 points of damage.
I know this is a monster and not an animal, yeah?
It is a monstrosity, I think it's called.
It's a medium humanoid.
Oh, humanoid. Sorry, my mistake.
So they're made from people. They drink a brew and then become a snake boy.
Well, that's why it's evil.
Yes.
So, 8 points of damage to you as the creature launches up at you and attacks you. It's attacking you. It's all out offense. Clearly, this creature thinks that the best defense is a good offense.
Reckless.
And its attack leaves it open, wide open to counterattack, but that means that its attack is ferocious and hurts you greatly. Then it is molto bene this time.
Look, it's not graceful, but I pull out my rapier and go, yeah! And charge into it and try and stab it as brutally as possible.
You are... Oh, wait, no, you get advantage on this. You get it.
Just...
You spear it in its belly. Brood guard, you wheeze a little bit as the air is let out of one of your malformed lungs.
Fuck.
You take...
My name was Gary before this happened.
You take 7-8 points of damage. Feel free to not be suicidal as well. You think you can handle this fight, but you're on 37 hit points out of 45 right now.
You know, I've just... Yeah, cool.
And molto bene, now it's Lunabon's turn.
He's grabbed me?
He's attacking you, but he hasn't grabbed you, no.
Okay, I'll quickly just shout out to Fetch and Paula and say, get on the shore.
They are on the shore.
Good. Okay, good. I would like to use Moonbeam on this fool.
You reach into your pocket and you pull out several seeds from a moon seed plant and you throw them right in front of you. They land in the river, in the lake with a little, like a scattering to them.
That was great.
What was that?
A little scattering to them, just all over the place. And then slowly but surely, an aura of energy, of moonlight, descends upon the brood guard. Brood guard, you do not like this one little bit. It
Fuck
burns.
No, Gary, painful.
On your next turn, you're going to start, well, you will roll to start taking damage.
That's all right.
And that'll be your turn, Lunabon, unless you want to move.
Can I try and run away?
If you run away, it gets a free attack on you, an attack of opportunity, unless you take just a single 5-foot step back. But if you do that, it'll take a 5-foot step forward, won't be in the moonbeam next turn. Still take damage once. And I guess, oh, can you move it?
Yeah, I think I can move the moonbeam.
You can use an action. All right, you use your action. So instead of making an attack or something, you can move the moonbeam.
Look, I'll stay.
That was Lunabon. Broodguard.
Adam, I would like to pull Cass into the water.
You pass, first off, your saving throw, so you only take half damage from the moonbeam.
Do I need to use one of these for a saving throw? No?
You already passed, so good. Unless it...
If I'd failed, yeah. I could have used one of them.
Can I use one of these as a bad boy card against him?
What do you mean?
Like, if I... Never mind, no. That doesn't work.
I'm going to get us a reward, guys.
No!
Yeah, well, for two of you.
Yeah, you'll be captured.
The moonbeam, the energy from it sears your skin and burns you, but you ignore that.
I mean, my skin's pretty fucking awful already, so.
Yes, it is. You grab at Lunabon and try to drag her in. Lunabon, you are smaller physically than this creature, and it has a vice-like grip. You are in mud, so very easily moved. Unfortunately for the Broodguard, though, you just miss grabbing her. So you obviously are trying to grab at her, but she stumbles backwards a little bit, and you swipe at nothing.
None of these cards would assist that.
Does it attack roll?
No,
or a skill check, sorry.
They're all saving throws.
Sorry. You can still move if you want.
Guessing to get away from...
Yeah. You will incur an attack against you, but if you get out of the water, you're no longer in the area of the moonbeam, which is going to burn you next turn.
I mean, what if I go under the water again? Could I, like, go back in as, like, a surprise Jaws Johnson?
You could do that, actually. You'd be going underneath the moonbeam. It has a point where it stops, and that point would be just above the water. So if you went back under, you'd be fine.
Broodguards can speak.
Yeah, you can talk.
That's fucking fantastic.
So I'm just assuming we heard you say Gary is in pain before.
Yeah, because this Broodguard was a lovely villager named Gary who used to collect, you know, stuff. Used to make like trinkets out of like the things he found for other people in the village.
That's fun. So like yard art.
Yeah. So when you were at Mrs. Green Chapel's, a lot of the stuff at Mrs. Green Chapel's was made by Gary.
No, it's tragic.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
Gary now wants to eat your face.
No.
Well, less. It's a good looking lovely. Face. You know what
I say? Bless this mess.
I'm going to go back under the water.
All right. You sink back underneath the water. I'll count that as a 5-foot step. So you're just 5 foot below the water, but that means you don't get any attacks of opportunity or anything. Then it is molto bene's turn. The Broodguard goes back under the water.
So I grab Lunabon and try and pull her out and try and get her up.
Yeah, you can just help her up. Is that all you want to do this time?
I suppose I probably think he's retreated.
Right.
Could we run?
You both could just run if you wanted to, yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Broodguard, what would you like to do?
So depending on how they're running, do I have the ability to like swim faster than they can run to the other side?
If they're
side
running
of the lake,
away from the lake,
I'll run that
you
way.
Can do. Yeah, I assume you are.
Mm. Oh, yes. Mm.
What's your movement speed, actually? I didn't write that down.
30 feet.
You could try to catch them if you wanted to.
Oh, fuck it. I'm coming after him.
You hop out of the water and sprint after them. If he's coming after you, what are you going to do?
Attack. Keep attacking.
Yeah,
all
agree.
Right, you turn back and attack. So we'll go back to Molto Bene then.
Okay, well, I whisper dissonantly in a spell I like to call dissonant whispers.
Gary's least favorite sound.
I whisper a discordant melody. Don't really know how to be terribly discordant.
It's bad.
It's hard to whisper a melody because it's not really a whisper.
Gary does not like the song.
You can't really whisper sing, can you?
No.
Gary, you pass your saving throw,
damage.
So you only take half damage, I believe.
No.
Or did I have to jump back through the moonbeam?
Sorry?
Did I have to jump back through
the moonbeam? No, the saving throw for the discordant whisper.
Yeah. Oh, whispers that hurt.
So now you only take half damage and you don't have to move away. Which this would have made you have to do, otherwise you would have had to leave.
You take a further 5 points of damage.
I tried, Lunabon.
And then it is Lunabon's turn. You could have done that at range as well. So I'll say you're a bit... You're maybe 10 feet okay. away from the creature.
I'll use my Thunder Wave.
You will need to get closer to the creature. What's the range on that spell?
Yeah, it's myself in a 15-foot cube.
Yeah, you'll hit Molto Bene with that spell.
Maybe I'll just go for Entangle. Catch him with weeds and vines.
Ooh, I like that.
Nature will get you, you abomination.
Grasping weeds and vines sprout out all around you, Gary, and they try to grab at you.
Gary, not abomination. Gary, make trinket!
You will fail on this saving throw unless...
Adam, I would like to use this for a saving throw.
Woof, woof, Tom.
Hold on. Adam, what is the... No, you do this and then I'll tell you what is
You pass and all three of you get a good boy card.
Hey.
Take a good boy card. Now, what's the D dice thing on that one?
Thank a D4.
So that's a D4. The other two I have are D10, D12. So come on.
That's pretty good. Okay, no. Look, I would have done the same thing.
Shuffle that buddy back in.
We get it, good boy cards. You like giving us advantages on saving throws.
Yeah, I wish...
Why can't they be like, you now own a small business or something? Like, I want them to be more like champs cards from Monopoly.
Fine, it's like a roll sends you better. $20.
Yeah.
You won a beauty pageant. You came second in a beauty pageant.
If it's always runner-up. You don't win that beauty pageant.
If you want a little bit of a extra utility with them, I'd allow you to use any card, no matter what it says on the face, any card to just re-roll a roll, any dice roll.
Right.
Okay, cool.
If you want to,
even if I'm like, oh, minimum damage, you're like, actually, Adam, can you re-roll that damage or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Even your dice rolls?
Even my dice rolls, yes.
So if you want... if we don't want to use what's on there, we can also just use it for a free reroll.
Yeah. So if I'm like,
the downside is we could get fucked over by the worst reroll.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm like, luck check, and I'm like, oh, you got really unlucky, you could be like, let's try that again.
Cool.
Make sense?
Yes.
All right. So then that was Lunabon's turn. Broodguard, you're free. You can attack. Which one do you want to grab?
Who's closer?
I would say Lunabon is probably closer.
Now, but she'll electrocute me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know about that.
No, I don't actually know. Gary doesn't know. Gary's just going to go for the person that's has the most damage and is closest to him.
All right. Would you like to use your reckless ability again?
Can I use that again?
You can use it and read it out.
At the start of its turn, the Broodguard can gain advantage on all. Right, but it opens me wide up to another attack. Nah, bring it on. Let's go reckless again.
Don't you be so reckless. My name's Gary. And I'm a
Gary was reckless in life too, and that's how he ended up being turned into a Broodguard.
No.
He went after a particularly ambitious rock that he thought would look really good on someone's fireplace.
Oh, poor Gary.
Why am I giving this guy more of a backstory than I fucking gave goodness?
He was very, very lonely.
Gary had no friends.
Yeah, no friends, no family. But he had a purpose.
He was making connections.
Yeah. Lunabon, you take a further 5 points of damage as Gary lands upon you, slashing at your chest and biting at your head. You feel his teeth sink into each cheek.
Ugh. Nom, 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 nom.
And then it is Molto Bene this time.
Gary just giving you a kiss.
No, Gary, no kisses for thee, I shout as I run rapier in hand, charging towards... from what angle do I come?
Directly in front.
I want to stab him in the the throat.
You do
I have a big throat.
Yes, big throat.
I'm a big throaty boy.
He's got that big throat energy.
Gary brings his throat up and he's got a throbbing giant Adam's apple. You use that as your bullseye and drive your rapier into it.
Gary.
And I go, ah! Like Elijah Wood does whenever he stabs in Lord of the Rings.
Are you just playing Frodo?
Yeah, I'm kind of playing Frodo.
You deal 6 points of damage. And as you drag your rapier back out, you give it like a lower momentum. And the tiny little sharp cutting edge, which is not typically made to actually be used, nonetheless slices his Adam's apple, the lower part of it, in half. And the two big, thick,
so gross,
ligamenty chunks slide out.
I was going to ask him a question.
Yeah.
He's not talking anymore.
Gary.
Lunabon, it's your turn.
Stop!
Was that the question?
No, I'm just telling him now. And I'll make sure.
You don't necessarily know this creature's intelligent.
Haven't we heard him say Gary?
Yeah, haven't we heard
him? You know that they're used to be people. That's all you know. So right. Gary could just be
all,
like...
All the things I've been saying, Gary has said.
I do call him an atrocity or something. Monstrosity?
Abomination.
Abomination. I called him an abomination.
And I told you I wasn't an abomination.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Well, Gary, yeah, then maybe you do know that it's intelligent.
Have I been pulled far away enough that I'm away from...
You're still in front, right in front of Gary.
No, I want to know how far away I am from...
Molto bene?
Molto bene.
You're 10 feet from him.
I wave.
Can I shove my...
Oh, no, you're right next to him. You charged with your rapier. Yeah, you're standing right next to him.
Can I shove myself, like, into...
Yes?
Can I shove myself into Gary to put myself 15 feet away from Molto bene? I want to thunder wave him.
But you want... So you kind of want to tackle him.
Can I do that? And can I sort of, like, launch myself, like, a push?
So you need to take a 5-foot step kind of around Gary, but doing that will put... you want to do that because then Molto bene isn't in the area.
I do want to do that. I do want to do that.
Okay, right. Plan.
You... Whoom, a shockwave emanates from you in all directions, charged with electricity. You will fail this one. Gary, unless you want to use one of your good boy cards.
Buy another one. Do we all get another good boy card?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get one.
You pass, and everyone gets a good boy card.
Did I get hurt by the lightning at all? A little bit.
Yes, you did. You take literally the minimum. You take 1 point of damage.
Oh, man. Gary's a lucky boy.
You can spend one of your good boy cards just to make me reroll that damage.
That's not a damage roll. It's an attack roll.
I'm gonna have
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
literally like you'll... Yeah. Just chuck it back in the pile and I'll reroll this.
This is insanity. This is like Yu-Gi-Oh.
You deal 4 points of
damage. I put my good boy card in defense mode.
You take 4 points of damage instead.
Ow.
So you brace yourself against the shockwave. And it drags you back a little bit, but not enough to actually shift you to a new square. And the damage you take is minimized at best. Brood, it's your turn.
Question.
Yeah.
Where is Lunabon in relation to the lake?
Next to you. So you and Lunabon are equally close to the lake, like lined up towards it.
But we're like at least 10 feet away. We're
30 feet away from the lake.
Okay. Okay.
Good. Don't put me in the drink.
If you knock her down, you can drag her back in.
Adam.
Well, no, if I successfully
that
kidnap...
That is haunting. Like, it sounds like the first line of a manifesto.
Oh, fuck, that's horrific. I'm a bit of a dump. No, I'm going to go after her again, try to get her in the lake. Let's go.
All right. Just all out attack? Do you want to make it reckless?
I'm just going to... Yeah, how about we do this? Golden rule, every one of my attacks are reckless.
All right.
Gary was an idiot.
Live it dangerous. Don't describe what it is as well. Just live it dangerous. The creature is upon you again.
Oh,
you
no!
You take 10 points of damage.
You're also further away from Molto bene.
Oh, no. The brood guard leaps, lands upon you, and Gary, the brood guard, starts tearing into you again. He opens up an old wound on your chest, tearing it open and exposing flesh and sinew beneath. Then he latches his head around your neck and twists, cracking something in your spine.
Oh.
I feel so
bad.
You
lose sensation in one of your feet.
Oh, Adam, I didn't want to do this.
Molto bene, it's your
Molto.
Turn.
Molto, I can't feel my feet.
I can't feel my feet.
And then
I'm coming. And I run away. No, I don't.
For real?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Can I cast Dissonant Whispers again, or is that a one-off kind of thing?
Let me check.
Do you have any of the spells that do damage?
I did this before, and I did a little bit of damage on you, but you succeeded a saving throw, which meant it only did half the amount of possible damage. Because I'm hoping this will do full damage, and it also makes you retreat.
What level spell? Oh, it's a first level spell, I can see.
Level Uno.
You get 4 first level spells a day.
Okay,
so you can cast it 4 times if you want.
Cool. I'm kind of like running towards them in case it fails, so I get closer, and I'm dissonantly whispering as I go.
You're already there, so you don't need to move. You can, if you want, you can try to move around the other side of the creature so that you're on either side of it. It'll give you like some small advantages.
No, I won't do that because I'm trying to get him to kind of retreat and I want him to be able to retreat like away.
All right. Well, you can
move back.
Yeah, you can stay just where you are and try to look as big and intimidating as you can.
Okay, I get on my tippy toes.
Stand on your drum.
Yeah, and I put my hands up. They're playing my song, The Butterflies Fly Away.
Bad news. I get a bad boy card. Good news.
Can I get you to re-roll that or something?
No. Good news, that's a fail for him.
Oi!
You don't want a re-roll. Oh, unless you don't want me to get a bad boy card. He could fail without me getting a one.
You can have a bad boy.
All right, cool.
Because you're a good boy.
Oh, thank you. And you lose your reaction as well. So, you take 12 points of damage as you feel your mind... Gary, you take 12 points of damage as you feel your mind slowly unraveling from a madness afflicting you.
Gary, it's your mother. Stop attacking these people.
Mom! What?
And Lunabon, it's your turn.
I would like to Thunderwave again.
You will hit your ally this time. You can take another 5-foot step and do it again.
Yes, I'm fine. I'm on full health. I'm doing real well. I'm Molto Bene.
No, I'll take a 5-foot step.
It's free to do the 5-foot step. It doesn't hurt you. You will pass again.
Oh, the saving throw.
Yeah, you pass the saving throw. You take 11 points of damage, which halved is 5 because I round down. But that's enough. You are killed.
Gary, tell Mrs. Greenchapel I'm sorry.
That was weird.
The creature collapses into the grass and bleeding out says that before it falls unconscious. It's not dead, but if you do nothing, it will die.
I say we let it die.
But am I know things about the... Are you okay, by the way? Jesus, I give you a hug.
Thanks. Does it help?
Use this. Maximal health.
You receive the maximum amount of healing from that hug as is possible, which is still 0.
Well, then I don't use that card, Adam. Adam, you can have your book back. I am...
Oh, yes.
I'm done being a bad boy.
You tried your darndest, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a bad boy card.
For
trying your darndest as a bad boy. Now, what hijinks will Goody get up to with his bad boy card? Find out next time on... Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week in In fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.